Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolf is here with me at the PT Piano in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune that's hidden in there and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Elizabeth Bird is on the phone from Bozeman, Montana. Elizabeth, welcome.
Thank you. I'm just tickled to be on.
Oh, great to have you. Elizabeth, what's your musical background?
Well, I grew up playing piano and some guitar, a lot of singing. I've sung in some different chamber choirs. Our mother was a professional pianist and organist and had classical music on the radio 24/7 pretty much in our house when we were growing up.
Nice. So in one way or another, music has been part of your life for as long as you can remember.
And my father is a violinist. He plays in community orchestras.
Oh, that's great. So lots of experience to draw on in this piano puzzler. Now, we'll see if you can name the tune that's hidden in here and the composer that Bruce is imitating. Elizabeth, if you're ready, I think we're ready to go on this end.
We're ready.
Okay, here's Bruce. Now, wait a minute. You said we're ready. Was that the royal we?
It is not. I have my sister here who's really good at picking out the tunes.
Uh-huh.
So she's going to listen in with me.
Okay. So a little family consultation going on. Okay, well, Elizabeth, and what's your sister's name?
Nancy Moore.
Elizabeth Bird and Nancy Moore. Okay, here's Bruce Adolf
with your
piano puzzler. Elizabeth, what do you think is going on in there?
Well, we think it's Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
It is.
And I'm not real good on these, but it sounds like either Chopin or Beethoven.
Well, it's not Chopin or Beethoven. It actually is a very famous piano piece or keyboard piece by somebody else that I'm using here. Chopin felt... And so did Beethoven and a few other people like Schumann and Brahms. They felt that their most important musical instruction on how to write music and how specifically to approach the keyboard came from a large work of which this is a part.
A large work
yes.
of which this is a part.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would guess that a lot of their early influence might have been Bach.
That's correct.
Was it Bach?
Yes, it is Bach.
Oh, okay, well-tempered clavier or something, right?
Yes, it is. In fact, it is the very, very first thing when you open the book is this. In fact, for those who know the well-tempered clavier, well, the first prelude, not only did I refer to it, but I used a whole lot of it exactly as it's written and just superimposed Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Right.
It fits quite well. It starts like this. Instead of somewhere... Because Bach repeats the chord progression, I let it go with his what's called harmonic rhythm. It's not so much tempo as harmonic rhythm. Somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's... Now, what's funny is here, this measure is unchanged. The melody happens to also be the bass note. And so is that, except that he doesn't articulate that note there. Same here. So in other words, I didn't have to change too much. I occasionally just had to pull a note out.
Isn't that amazing?
Somewhere Over the Rainbow, in the style of Bach, and not just in the style of, but really wrapped around the C major prelude, the prelude number one from book one of The Well-Tempered Clavier by Johann Sebastian Bach. Now, Bruce, now that we know this, can we hear the whole thing all the way through?
Absolutely.
That is so sweet.
Oh, thanks.
That was beautiful.
Elizabeth, I'm curious, did Nancy help you out with this at all?
Well, we kind of got the tune at the same time.
Well, nicely done, Elizabeth Bird, with a consultation from your sister, Nancy Moore. Elizabeth, what's your public radio station?
Yellowstone Public Radio.
Elizabeth Bird in Bozeman, Montana, thanks so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
The pleasure was all ours. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.